Well, welcome everybody. This is Duke Clark, and this is my podcast on Stories for Joshua. We are now in day 32, and the title today is I Loved Wrestling, Part 1. Before I get too far down the line, let me jump back into high school for a moment and tell you about my short but not so bad wrestling career. I did a lot of sports my freshman and sophomore years at Rose High School just to get out of the house and away from Daddy. But after he left, I did some things that I really loved, mostly football, but also wrestling. I wish we could have had a weight room back then, but it really wasn't a thing. Today, our football players that I coach currently in Colorado Springs start serious weightlifting in January and continue until the season starts in August. And even then, we modify the weightlifting for in-season program. Some of our kids, especially my linemen, as their young man hormones kick in, will gain 30 pounds in a year by lifting, and that's mostly muscle, and it's great. If you remember me telling you about my junior year in football when I was overweight and out of shape, well, when the season was over, I started to lose weight and get in shape. Coach Bud, my football coach, was now the wrestling coach, and he asked me to come out right at the end of the season. I had lost enough weight that I could fit into the 195 class. I couldn't make 187 or 185, I forget what the lower class was below me, and I certainly wasn't about to go into the heavyweight class. That was out of the question because those guys were big back then. So the 195 was perfect for me. They now have a 220-pound class, which wouldn't have been too bad, but back then, not so. When I was younger, my friend Jim Winslow and his twin brother Tim would wrestle for hours at his house. Nothing like official wrestling in school, just roughhousing and having fun. But I had never thought about it as a sport until Coach Bud asked me. It was hard work, exhausting in fact, many new rules and many new moves to learn, but I absolutely loved it. I have to admit that sometimes in football, I would pace myself just to be able to get through a practice. But in wrestling, I went all out all the time until I collapsed on the mat. And I couldn't have been happier. Never holding back. It was so much fun. When I came back my senior year, I was in shape and ready to go. Remember what I said before? I was a lean, mean fighting machine. I mostly wrestled our heavyweight guy, Russ, which helped me with strength, but sometimes I worked with a class below me so that I could work on speed and quickness. I was learning every day and loved everything we were doing. There was only one problem with wrestling. That happens right before the match. When the class below you is wrestling, you go out to a warm-up mat, and your opponent goes out to his warm-up mat. A match lasts for 6 minutes in high school. First period is standing up for 2 minutes. The second period, you start on the mat either in the top position or the bottom position for 2 minutes. And then you switch that in the third period for the last 2 minutes. During those 6 minutes before a match, I'm on the warm-up mat trying to get loose, looking at my opponent and dreading it all. Now, once the match starts, it's no problem. You just go for it and, you know, it's fine. But waiting was torturous. I used to take Vicks Vapor Rub and put it all over the inside of my mouth and on my gums. Now, why in the world would I do that? Well, in wrestling, you can get cotton mouth very quickly. That means that your mouth is so dry you can't even swallow, and your tongue literally sticks to the roof of your mouth. That Vicks kept my mouth moist, at least through the first 2 periods, and that was very helpful. Wrestling is a very intimate sport. You are grabbing and grinding on each other the whole time. You wear a skin-tight uniform, and not really much of that. So it was a little baffling years later when I heard that some girls were allowed to wrestle on the boys' team. Thank God I didn't have to contend with that situation. I went 14-1 in conference my senior year, tied for the conference championship, got second place in the regionals, and went on to the state tournament. I'll tell you more about that tomorrow, as well as an interesting cultural phenomenon that was going on at the time. But for today, that's all I've got.